So just bringing awareness to like the whole of the skin covering our body. Our skin being the largest sensory organ in the body, on the body. So it's going to be picking up on different sensations where we have different parts, like our legs touching, our clothes touching, the weight as we sit with our body on our bottom. And just for a few moments, just getting into that, that feeling of the skin. Like waking to it, waking up our skin feeling. Almost like we're giving our body a wash with a flannel. We can travel around with this, like a flannel of awareness to all the different parts where there's skin, and that's everywhere. Even the lip skin, the eye skin, the scalp skin, between the fingers. Can really just move around with that for a bit to bring that sense, that sensory capacity, a little bit into focus now as a whole body skin object of meditation. There may be more prominent parts, parts that call our attention with more intensity, parts of the skin. And I'd invite you to just go there and wash around there. Just noticing that, where it's more intense and easy to become aware of. And then traveling more with this awareness to the places that are more neutral, that are less intense. And seeing if that's different, to bring awareness, if it changes that neutrality. And coming to change our focus now from this outer skin to feeling inside. And in that same way, like a wash, like a very light travelling around, like a kind of spongy sort of butterfly moving around our awareness to different parts of inside the body, to look out for where there's more intensity and where it's more neutral. And we'll fall off. We'll fall off the track. We'll get lost, get on the train of thoughts. Something will happen that will distract us. But it's quite easy to come back to this. Just moving around in the body, inside, looking for where there's attention or where there's ease, or where there's a neutral sensation. And that looking can be with a diffused light, so not with a sharp spotlight, so that there's some kindness there and some acceptance for whatever. Some acceptance for the tense parts, for the pleasure parts, for the neutral parts. So it's like diving underwater in a way, diving deep down with our little torch. There's no part of the body inside that's not explorable. That's not worthy of attention and care. Is there a tendency to go more towards the tense parts? Is our attention more drawn? Or to the neutral, less interesting, less sparkly? Or is there a tendency to abide, to dwell in the pleasurable sensations in the body? And how is it, this awareness? Is it a friendly awareness? Is it a friend? Maybe now we could go towards just finding a place of ease in the body, a place of comfort and safety. For some people it's very easy, the bottom lips to be inside the lower lip. And for some people it's easy to sit in the lower belly. And to just keep breathing in to the place that you've found where there's ease in the body, so that we get to know ease and not just be familiar with the pain and the suffering, but also to become familiar with the pleasure, the non-suffering, the cessation when nothing's giving us trouble, even on a sensation level. There may be a habit, a bit like a puppy dog that keeps grabbing at the bottom of our trouser leg, a habit of going towards the tension and not resting in the ease. And if that's the case, just feel a little pulling back from that, to allow the tension to be there as well in the tense part of the bodies, and just relax back into the easefulness, the peaceful place. And just resting deeper into this still place. Where there's no agenda, no need for agitation. Where there's acceptance. We can sense a bit deeper into this and just feel around and see what's stopping me now. From complete stillness and ease. Is there any holding back? And that which holds back, do you know what it is? Even without giving it a name, I just mean recognize the sensation of holding back. When we could drop further in. Like we're dropping through floors. Each one giving way, and we're just going deeper in, letting go, letting go. And just feeling into what that resistance, if there is resistance, what that may feel like. And even if there is some very subtle resistance, still recognizing the ease place, so that we can find it again. So that we can drop into ease as we get to know it better. So that we can drop into friendliness to ourself and come out of emergency, urgency. And when there's a state of anxiety, the more we get familiar with knowing a place of ease in the body, the more we can connect with that and slowly grow that time. Of connection. To our own most friendliest comfort place inside us, in our own body, in our own sensation. In this grounding into our own earth element that comes with us for all of our life. And then we can let go of whatever the thinking mind might tell us about if we're good enough or not, or comparing ourselves to other people, or whatever funny stuff comes up. You can just go, yeah, yeah, talk on, it's okay. And drop back into this inside body sensation. That we can trust. And we can offer now this practice, our meditation tonight, to ourself as a present. And also share it with the people in this room. And the other people in the building over there. And out and around. To our friends and family. People we don't know. Just with the wishing, may all beings be free. May all beings be free from suffering.